It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Christian Gonzalez is ready.
He better be.
He's in quite the division. I mean, look, if his interview every other week on this show is any indication,
he's always ready.
I think he's going to be ready for anything you throw at him.
I would agree.
But he better be ready for what's going on in the AFC East. Davante Adams, we talked about yesterday.
Yes.
We get off the air, and it's all of a sudden Amari Cooper to the Bills.
Woo!
So a lot of competition in the division, a lot of talent at wide receiver in the division. How does it change things? And how do the Patriots catch up with some of the other wide receivers throughout the division? Things we'll get to here today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We're talking the crossover. I want to get to Brady, officially a part owner of the Vegas Raiders. What does that mean for him on television? Why weren't the Patriots involved? Were they involved? And did Brady say no? We can get to Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. Jacksonville, both of them, I think, are interestingly tied to this game. Bill could get a second chance in Jacksonville. Mac Jones could get a second chance as a quarterback in Jacksonville. So where do things stand there? We'll also get to Drake May and is standing in the AFC already among quarterbacks. So a lot of topics on the show today, Keith. What was that? Like a little slumby, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams? Like
a little snooze over, those two. Those guys are best buds. Probably playing GoldenEye.
Does Rodgers have bunk beds in his house? Like,
I don't know what's going on there.
If you don't know what we're talking about, that was McAfee yesterday. They're talking to Rodgers like they do every week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Davante Adams out of nowhere just like walks out like he just grabbed a snack in the kitchen. He just waves hi to the camera.
The walk of shame right behind Aaron Rodgers. He's like, we're live?
Magic bathrobes and slippers? Like, what was that?
If Antonio Brown can live with Tom Brady, I'm pretty sure Davante Adams can live with Aaron Rodgers for a little bit. You got to find a place, right?
It's true.
If you watch that receiver show, Davante Adams had an awesome place right outside of Vegas.
Well, if you watch any of the commercials, he's got a Taco Bell in his house.
He's got a freaking Taco Bell in his house.
So awesome.
So he's doing pretty great. But yeah, he had like a little birthday party for his kid. Everybody came over. It was quite a thing. So they got to move and all that. But I wouldn't be shocked if in the meantime, he's living with Aaron Rodgers. I just hope his hamstring's okay, because I know he's been out the last few weeks with a hamstring injury. So he might, he's got to ice that up. But no, I mean, this is the last ditch effort for the Jets. We talked about it yesterday. This was the last kind of, you're already committed to Aaron Rodgers. You fired Robert Saleh. You're trying to salvage this season. They're 2-4, but they're one game out of a playoff spot. So what other opportunity is there for them? And this was the only one really left out there. You brought in a whole bunch of other former Packers. You might as well bring in one of the best. I still think Adams is really good. So, and maybe this is just my stubbornness, because I thought the Jets were going to be good going into the year, but I'm not willing to give up on them yet.
I still believe.
I think they can turn it around. I think Adams is that good, and I think maybe it gives Rodgers a little kick in the ass.
No, I feel better about their chances. I still don't love them, but I feel a lot better about their chances with Davante Adams than without. Never mind the Bills getting Amari Cooper, who I don't know what he has left in the tank, but my guess is the issue in Cleveland wasn't him.
No.
The issue in Cleveland was Deshaun Watson.
Awful.
And so you have these teams going out and getting receivers in your division. How much has it changed things big picture for the AFC East? You can jump in on that at 617-779-7937. You can text the show at 37937. I know Greg said the text line was being rude earlier today. Was that the Twitch chat? Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
They're being rude?
It's a good place to be rude.
All right, hop in.
We see all of it. You can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI or interact with the show. Lots of ways to do that on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. We didn't talk about the Cooper trade at all yesterday. It happened right after we got off the air. Mm-hmm. I asked you this yesterday about Davante Adams. You said, the Patriots should have called. The Patriots should have offered the third rounder which can be a conditional second. I don't know if we ever mentioned the stipulations on that.
Yeah.
It's Davante Adams has to be a first or second team All-Pro, which
he won't be.
Not going to happen.
Well, he's missed a couple games. Even if he has a great rest of the way, there's so many good receivers. Like, he just won't be. He can have a really good year and not be All-Pro.
He won't be first or second team All-Pro if the Jets make the AFC title game, which I also don't think will happen, but that would be worth it, obviously, if they get there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For it to become a second-round pick. Good trade. Yeah. And I wish the Patriots called on that. Did you want the Patriots to call on Amari Cooper?
So less so, right? Like all these guys, like I want them to get a star receiver, and you go through all the different names, right? Calvin Ridley, it was just money. Brandon Ayuk, it was money and a trade. For Amari Cooper and Adams, it would have been a trade and then probably money, right? Because you don't want those guys leaving anytime, and you want to commit to those guys.
Well, just to jump in, I heard Rap Sheet say this yesterday. Like apparently where it really went south with Cooper, beyond just the play on the field with Cleveland this year, where it really went south is when they were sniffing around on Ayuk. And they wanted to give Ayuk a bunch of money, and he's like, whoa.
Hold on a second.
What are you giving him money for?
No, he's me. He's good, and, you know, comparing him to the Patriots guys, he might be great. But I just feel like if you're willing to make a trade for a third-round pick, which could be the first pick of the third round, the way this season is going,
and then
you're committing a lot of money to him, I wouldn't. You know, like, I think Davante Adams is better than Brandon Ayuk, who is better than Amari Cooper, who is better than Calvin Ridley, and, like, all those guys down. So I think the Patriots are better off at this point, probably just waiting to the end of the season, seeing who's out there, seeing if T. Higgins is really truly available, throwing a lot of money there, and or probably having to put together a trade, because more often than not, guys are going to have to be done through a trade. I don't know if the true elite guys just straight up hit free agency.
Right. Like
that doesn't really happen. We talked about this year.
Higgins might hit free agency. Is he a true elite guy?
He might be that next notch down, but the opportunity to be elite.
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of like, we haven't seen it yet, but I feel like he could be. You might be able to unlock him.
Ridley,
badly. No.
Curran asked us this yesterday. He's like, do you want Ridley? I was like, yeah, I still do.
Yeah.
They could still use Ridley in this room. Yeah, but Ridley, T. Higgins, those are the kind of guys who can get to free agency. The real big ticket guys, I'm with you. It's probably a trade, or you got to draft and develop your own.
So what's funny to me, too, is about the Bills. So at the beginning of the year, Steph Diggs is gone. I'm like, man, that's going to be a major shock to that offense, to Josh Allen, no Steph Diggs. And they started out a house of fire, and you're like, oh, maybe they don't need him. And then they've kind of gone, they've dipped a little bit. I know they won on Monday night, but it was, you know, a close, hard-fought game, not really all that high scoring. And so 6 weeks in, they realized, oh, no, we need a receiver. Like, this is very important. So now they traded a third-round pick, so it's not like they went crazy. They didn't, you know, give up a one or even a two. But they realized how important that position was for them. And, like, to your initial point, like, the AFC East is kind of crazy right now. And I know they have nobody to throw them the ball in Miami, but you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle in Miami. Buffalo just added Amari Cooper. They used the second-round pick on Keon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then the New York Jets have Garrett Wilson, who was a first-round pick, and a rookie of the year, and then you now have Davante Adams, so you trade a three, maybe a two for him, who at one point, I still think is probably a top six receiver in the league. I like Adams a lot. I think he's that good still.
Okay, wow.
I don't think you can have him outside your top 10. But anyway, so they add those guys, and then meanwhile, the Patriots have Pop Douglas, who they got in the sixth round, who is coming off a good game.
Real career high, Keith.
A career high.
And one touchdown.
He got a tug, and he is, a sixth-round pick.
Yep.
And then you have Jalen Polk, who might not even be on the field this weekend, who's your second-round pick.
And if he is, it's a coin flip if he's catching it, if that.
Different approaches on how to get receivers.
It's
either
approach.
Investing first-round picks, trading first-round picks, trading second-round picks, or, you know, a sixth-rounder who's like 5'7".
Well, and to me, that's the story. Just looking at the AFC East, look at how – and you can say all the other teams have their quarterbacks, and you're right. I mean, all the other teams have their quarterback, I think. I mean, Josh Asterisk. Allen, what?
Well, Tua, I mean, how many games is so Tua's going to be out for a while. And then when he comes back, are you like, how many games is he going to play next year?
No, I don't guarantee anything.
But on paper, they signed him to a lot of money.
Well,
yeah.
And I do think you see how valuable he is there. Like how much they've just dropped off a cliff without him.
Yeah.
I think if anything,
their fourth stringer has not been able to.
I mean, if anything, his stock has gone up in my mind being out because they miss him so much.
The best ability is availability.
It's true.
And he is not all that available.
He, this year, and 2 years ago was not. Last year he was out there the whole year.
True.
So I would say all the other teams in the division have their quarterback, but look at how they all build. You just went through it. The Bills have now let Diggs walk or traded him and said, ooh, you know what? We do need a receiver. Boom, Amari Cooper.
But isn't that pretty telling? So Josh Allen, who we all think is the second best quarterback in the NFL, even they are saying it's not fair to just have Josh Allen take these receivers and make the most out of it. Like, we actually need to support him. We're going to go out there and trade for a guy who was a former first-round pick and a guy that we're going to get for, you know, a three right now. Like, they knew it was important to help Josh Allen.
Like,
so I'm pretty sure it's important to help Drake May.
Okay, but Josh Allen will elevate the guys around him to a point. Like, they're 4-2, and they were going to make the playoffs, I think, either way, with or without Amari Cooper. So Josh Allen gets you to a certain point just on his own. Having an elite quarterback like that gets you somewhere on his own.
But if you want to settle, which I like.
Right. If you want to go compete for a championship, then he's going to need some help. And so I think that's what they're doing, or at least attempting to do. Is Cooper the right guy? We can debate. So they go out and get him. The Jets, you just illustrated it. They drafted Garrett Wilson. They now add Davante Adams. You know, never mind, well-documented in Miami. They draft Jalen Waddle. They add Tyreek Hill. And you have what you have.
You got Pop on the Tape Douglas, Jalen Polk, Kendrick Bourne, Kayshon
Booty. We love Kendrick Bourne on this show.
Wait, was Booty also a sixth-round pick?
Yeah, that sounds right. He was a day three pick for sure.
Top two receivers are sixth-round picks.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
How are the other teams doing it? Okay.
So what's the better approach? I think we all know the answer, but I'm not sure yet. It's striking for Elliott Wolf.
Like
you look at it and you go, hey, do you see how everybody else is doing it?
Yeah.
And then you're doing it this way, and that's just frustrating is all I would say.
Would you have traded for Amari Cooper?
Okay, so Cooper, I think, is where I draw the line.
Yeah, okay.
And here's why. Is he on his fourth team? I was just looking this up.
Yeah, he plays a little hot potato. He was drafted by the Raiders.
The Raiders drafted him fourth overall, which I...
Do you remember how good he was in college,
though? He was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a hit, but like...
I mean, that's pretty high for him.
He's one of those guys that you look at and say, boy, he was a top five pick. For everybody who was, Marvin Harrison Jr. won't miss. This is one that I thought was right on the line when we were talking about it, where I'm like...
He's a five-time Pro Bowler.
If you got Amari Cooper, or if Marvin Harrison Jr. is Amari Cooper, are you happy with that?
No, not Marvin Harrison.
I would go back and forth on that.
Probably
and
not.
So the idea of the Patriots drafting a receiver at three, if he was Amari Cooper, I wouldn't love that. But here's the deal. The Raiders drafted him. They traded him to Dallas. Dallas moved on, traded him to Cleveland. Now after 3 years in Cleveland, Cleveland is moving on.
But do you remember when he went to Dallas, Dak Prescott was not much of a thrower, and then they got Amari Cooper, and you're like, oh, he can throw.
Yeah, he unlocked
They were like a running team until they got Amari Cooper.
But so
like, I think he's very good. Like, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a top 10 receiver in the league. But he's really good. And I think everywhere he's been their number one receiver, right? I mean, did he overlap with CeeDee Lamb?
He
might have been there at the very end.
But he was the one.
He predates Lamb.
Yeah, he was the number one. But then I think Lamb was ascending and they moved on.
He has like 7,000-yard seasons. You know what I mean? Like, the guy's he's a productive receiver. He's good.
Tell me if this makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the Bills got him for a really good deal.
Yeah,
I think Amari Cooper for a third-round pick, that's a good deal for Buffalo. Is he the kind of receiver? I think Drake May needs all the help he can get.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not trading a 30-year-old Amari Cooper for Drake May in the past.
And what's he going to be here for 2 years shoot his way out of town
he's
done three other places? Like, I think Amari Cooper, he's like right on the line, but I think Amari Cooper is one where the Patriots should have done their due diligence. You call. You see what it takes. If it's going to take a third-round pick, is that worth it for New England? If he was going to be a real heist and steal, a day three pick or something like that, maybe. You call, you do your due diligence, but I think I would ultimately pass on Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Davante Adams, I would have called and I would have wanted. Some of the other names we've talked about, Ayuk, and I would have signed Calvin Ridley, and like they should be calling about T. Higgins. I want all those guys. Cooper, to me, because he shot his way out of town so much and because of the age and you're going to have to pay him again, and he just isn't quite an alpha receiver. I think he's the first receiver that's come up that I would say no to.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you completely. Like, it makes sense for Buffalo. It doesn't really make sense here because the third round pick, probably more valuable for this rebuild that the Patriots are in. And he's your best receiver on this team, but like to what end? Davante Adams, even though they're similar age, that is different because I think he is so much better than Cooper where you could really maybe get something more out of Drake May.
Yeah, that's an alpha receiver,
like,
whereas Amari Cooper is like a number one, you'd rather have him be your second receiver.
Yeah. It's like it's not an ace, but he's the team's number one
Correct.
Starter.
The five aces.
Yeah, the five.
He's one of the five aces.
He would be one of the five aces. No, I think the division got better yesterday. I think both of those teams, I think the Bills, already a playoff team, they kind of solidified that because they know they're still chasing Kansas City, maybe even Baltimore, the way things are going. And then the Jets just need to make the playoffs at this point and salvage their season. And it was one last swing at it. It was available. I saw, I think it was Bill Simmons was saying it was like a panic move. I'm like, panic move?
It is a panic move.
It's like, yeah, but they need, okay, fine.
Right.
Sure. Maybe he didn't mean it as a bad way. It's like, yeah, they're 2-4. They probably should panic a little bit.
They should. Exactly.
But I don't think it's a bad move because panic move insinuates like, that's not a
mistake.
That's not a well thought out move.
Right.
What, getting Davante Adams is not a good idea?
Yeah.
For a third round pick?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel
like it's a very good move.
I also feel like they've been thinking about it for like 3 weeks.
Correct.
You know,
they've been talking about it since the offseason.
They finally pulled the trigger, but
I think they thought it through. With Vegas.
Same.
I thought he was going to be on the Jets to begin the year. It didn't happen. Took 6 weeks, but he's there now.
So the team building to me is very interesting with Amari Cooper and Davante Adams and the rest of the teams in the division versus the Patriots and their receiver room. So will the Patriots take that step? Who's the kind of guy they should take that step on, and how do you find them? Because it probably has to be a trade. If it's not developing your own guy, and I got to be honest, I'm not totally out on Jalen Polk yet, but it doesn't look like they're on to anything significant there.
No, it doesn't, but they've taken swings, and we can joke about it, but that on the roster right now is a recent second-rounder, fourth-rounder, and 2 sixths. So it's not, you know, multiple ones and multiple twos, but that's just what they have. So you have 4 swings at it. So in 2 years from now, let's say, do you think Pop Douglas, Polk, Baker, or Booty is going to be a true top two receiver in the NFL?
No.
Yeah, that's not great because
that's what they need.
No, that's what they need. Then you supplement that because like all these other teams, like the Philadelphia Eagles, traded for A.J. Brown but drafted Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins drafted Waddle and traded for Tyreek Hill. So they didn't just settle on it. Hell, look at the Bears. The Bears trade for DJ Moore. They draft Rome Odunze. They sign Keenan Allen. Like they were super aggressive. Like they didn't stop it. Like, well, we have the one guy. Like that's not how you even do it anymore. We got the one good receiver. We're set. We have our Michael Irvin or we have like our TO. Like, no, you need to get multiple guys now.
Yeah.
And so
I mean the Texans are another example.
Texans had
Nico Collins and Tank Dell. They went out and said, we're not good enough. We gotta go get Steph Diggs.
It's a great point. So like unless you have Patrick Mahomes, every other team feels like they need 2-3 pass catchers. That's not even talking about what they have in the backfield or their tight end.
And you might have zero.
You're right now currently sitting at zero. You have zero of those players right now.
So it's a long way of saying and another way of saying we don't like the roster, we don't like the approach of the Patriots compared to what's going on in the division. And I'll add this. I think Davante Adams is going to be on the Jets next year. Like I know they only guaranteed the rest of the contract for this year, but like I think he's going to be in the division next year.
If Rodgers is on the team next year, he is. I think they blow the whole thing
well,
up.
Well, maybe. That's
I
true.
Think there is Fair. That possibility.
I think Amari Cooper is on the Bills next year.
Yeah.
And so those teams got better today, which maybe you don't care about as a Patriots fan because you're a one-win team and the division's out of reach. They're better tomorrow as well. They're better next year as well, assuming those guys are there. So you're further away from contending next year in the division until you find somebody at that spot. 617-779-7937. How'd you feel about those trades that went down? How does it change things big picture? And how do the Patriots find their guy at wide receiver? We can also get to Drake May. I thought John Tomasi had an interesting column yesterday. Where would you take Drake May among AFC quarterbacks? Probably higher than you think.
I'll put my thinking cap on.
We'll get to that. We'll get to Bill Belichick, maybe getting a second chance in Jacksonville. Mac Jones, maybe getting a second chance in Jacksonville. We'll also talk a little baseball playoffs, Keith. The Yankees are leading the ALCS 2-0.
ALCS.
And it doesn't feel like anybody here in the city of Boston cares.
Crickets.
What does that say about the state of baseball in this city? Plus, it's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to all of that right after. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After Trending with Billy Laney.
Let's go!
Best quarterbacks in the NFL, sir?
Yeah.
That's an NFL expert that just said that. That's a guy who pours over the film. He knows ball, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah, he touched grass.
That's right. Oh, he sure did.
Yeah.
Played for Belichick.
Belichick.
He's a Belichick guy.
The greatest of all time.
The GOAT of coaches. The GOAT coach. Coach GOAT.
Yeah, suck on that, Orlovsky. He's going to be one of the best in the league.
He didn't get broken last week.
No, he didn't get broken.
He's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
And you can play him in the first couple of years, Orlovsky. So deal with that. That was Lewis Riddick.
That's incredible.
On the next Pats
podcast.
Who was
he talking about, Mahomes?
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake's match.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
Calm down.
Was that, he was talking about Mahomes or Josh Allen, I think
it might have been Josh Allen or young Joe Montana.
That you're going to have something real, real special with him, meaning one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake May.
We're not paying you to play Drake May. You got nothing to do with it.
That is audio eggplant emojis. That is what that is. Like, wow.
That's incredible.
That's your puppet gift, Keith.
Yep, puppet gift.
I heard that and
Aisle
I said,
one.
You know what? I'm not really even Lewis Riddick's biggest fan,
no,
but
I am now.
I am now.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Oh.
Joining us now, Lewis Riddick. Lewis, you're welcome here anytime, sir.
How about
that? That is high praise.
Oh, it is. Let me tell you.
It's aggressive. I mean, I thought I liked Drake May. I don't like him half as much as he likes
him. Let me tell you. There's another columnist in town who's a little higher on Drake May than I would have expected. One John Tomasi. We'll get to that coming up in a moment with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We talked a lot about the Patriots team building. Gerard Mayo.
It's going great.
Just on the Greg Hill show, it started on Monday morning on Patriots Monday saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to go there, even though he almost went there and dropped
the
name.
The way it looks.
The roster's crummy. Robert Kraft is still blaming Bill Belichick. Right. Curran yesterday was blaming Bill Belichick. And so we talked a lot about, you know, the roster building. And we look at Davante Adams and Amari Cooper coming to the AFC East. And it's a good juxtaposition about how they're building their team versus how you're building your team. And we asked the question, how are the Patriots going to find their guy, Keith? Jordan Reed, ESPN, came out with a mock draft today. He has the Patriots drafting second overall and taking Travis Hunter.
Ooh!
Not bad.
I love it.
He does have a note in there that he's leaning towards Travis Hunter as a corner, not a wide receiver. Ignore that.
Play both.
If you're drafting him at two, he should play both.
Take Travis Hunter and play both.
At least to start his career.
Before everybody loses their minds, yes, they still need offensive linemen. They absolutely need offensive linemen. They can take their next six picks, can be offensive linemen for all I care. If Travis Hunter's there, I'm taking Travis Hunter.
Okay.
I think he's just sort of a next level elite type of player.
Reading through that mock though, I think there's another reason to feel good about Drake May.
Yes.
And this is what we were just talking about off the air. It's worth bringing on the air. Shedeur Sanders is the number one quarterback and number one pick in that mock draft.
That's crazy to me.
Okay. The other quarterbacks, Carson Beck at Georgia, we
don't
both
care
aren't
for,
big fans of.
Even though he's going out with one of the Cavender twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Cam Ward.
You do?
I do like Cam Ward.
Yeah.
But do I want him at, like, number one or number three?
No, like, I don't like any of these guys. I think they're all – this is a classic case, not to do the 2025 draft preview now, but I feel like it is going to be – all these quarterbacks are going to be overdrafted because they play the position. Whereas I feel like this past year, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May were all deserving of being top three picks in the NFL draft. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, my God, there's 20 players better than them, but they just don't play quarterback, so they're all going to get overdrafted. Those guys were legitimate – top of the first round picks. This year, just from my own personal opinion, I don't really see that. I think teams will do it because they do it every year, but it also goes to show that the Patriots, and I know they've been bad for a little while now, but they were real bad at the right time. And they could have been a little bit worse, and they could have had the choice between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. It didn't work out that way. But they got Drake May in a year where I truly believe all three of those guys are going to be good NFL quarterbacks. That is certainly not always the case.
No.
You know, if they were going into it this year and we were doing the draft prep for this year, it'd be terrifying. If they picked third, and let's say Sanders and Hunter for just bleeps and giggles, they're off the board. What do you do? Then I would have been more of the mind, maybe you do trade down, or maybe you get the best tackle in the draft, or you do something like that. Because if you just stood on the board and took Quinn Ewers or Cam Ward, I would have been like, oh my God.
So let me tell you, it's another reason to feel good about Drake May.
Yeah.
I don't think the quarterback class this year is as strong. You bottomed out, I think, in the right year, where the quarterback class looks really good.
Right.
You bottomed out in the right year. Now, is Drake May greater than Jaden Daniels or greater than Caleb Williams or even greater than your guy, Bo Picks?
You know, like,
let's see. I mean,
game for him last week, though. He's going to bounce back.
Let's see. But I think you bottomed out in the right year. And I think this upcoming quarterback class is not as strong. That's another reason to feel good about it. Never mind the Patriots maybe getting Travis Hunter at number two. Never mind Drake May.
Yeah.
Potentially one of, what was it again? One of the
best quarterbacks in the NFL.
The best quarterbacks in the NFL. God.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
History. Pretty nice. I like that.
I added history, but it feels just as strong.
Well, if he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
To start.
That's the first step towards one of the greatest in NFL history.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, man.
Lewis,
dog. You sly dog. So I thought Tomasi had a good exercise yesterday.
All right, what's he got?
And on the surface of it, you might go, boy, that's a little crazy.
All right.
But I think when you talk it out, it makes a lot of sense. He ranks Drake May among all the AFC quarterbacks. And here's the conclusion from John Tomasi at NBC Sports Boston.
Right now, or who would you want going forward?
Who would you take as your quarterback?
Oh, who would you take?
Okay. I don't think it's necessarily to win a game. It's like you would take this guy over that guy.
2 minute drill, down by six, ball on your own 18, one timeout.
Not that's because then we're all taking Flacco. I think we all know who we're taking there. So that's not quite the exercise. It's who would you take? You'd rather have this quarterback than that quarterback.
Okay. Yep.
He goes through the exercise, and I think there's some obvious ones. Mahomes?
I would rather take Mahomes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Even based on what Riddick just said?
Oh, no, actually.
You're taking Mahomes?
No, still Mahomes.
Okay, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Josh Allen?
He said his daughter hangs out with Taylor Swift. Patrick Mahomes said that.
Mahomes' daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know how he got the connection there.
A little jealous. Was she babysit?
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Lamar?
Yes.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
Those are all pretty easy ones, right? There's five.
But those are also the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, in my humble opinion. I don't think there's anybody in the NFC better than any of those guys. That would be the Rich Keefe top five.
Okay. So
for whatever that's worth.
No, but good point. The AFC is the stronger of the two conferences when it comes to quarterbacks,
those
might be the top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Correct.
Okay, fair. So those five are obvious. He takes Drake May over every other quarterback in the AFC.
So at first, that does sound crazy at first.
Quarterback.
So I think if you just go by division, Jones, would you rather have Drake May or Tua? I think with the injury concerns, I think I'd rather have Drake May.
I think we made this case earlier in the week just in the
Tua
division.
Tua has been productive. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from him. He was very good last year, but I would rather have Drake May. Aaron Rodgers might for the next season be better, and even that might be closer than we think, but I think right now he's better. But going forward, it's not even close. Right. The guy's 40 years old.
Right. Okay. Would the Jets trade Aaron Rodgers for Drake May?
I don't know. They're pretty committed right now to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, maybe that's the wrong way to ask it. But who would I rather have? I would rather have a potential 10 or 15 years with Drake May. Yeah.
So would I. Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, easy.
Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Like, they don't even know who they want.
I like Fields, but yeah, I'd take Drake May over.
Yeah, so would I. Anthony Richardson or Joe Flacco?
I like Richardson. I love Flacco, but I'm taking May over both.
I'm taking May over both as well, right? Like, there's an argument to be made for both those guys. Like, Richardson hasn't shown it at all, but he was the number four pick on the draft. And then Flacco somehow is just pulling these games out of his hat. Trevor Lawrence, who might get benched.
Yeah, it might. The quarterback in Jacksonville might be Mac Jones, which we'll get to.
That's the craziest thing.
But I'm taking Drake May. Yeah.
Will Levis?
May.
Obviously, my guy Bo Nix?
May.
I mean, May was picked up all of them, as he should have been. Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell?
May and May.
Here's the biggest one that you would have, the biggest debate on the board, and I think I would still, as of right now, I would go with Justin Herbert. I like Herbert. I think he's been dealt a tough hand. He's had two of the worst NFL head coaches back-to-back, and Anthony Lynn and Brandon Staley. He now has Jim Harbaugh.
It's a good coach.
Well, I like Harbaugh, so I think this is a make-or-break year for him. Like, they need to be – he's always been the stats guy without the playoff appearances or playoff wins. Can he break through with Harbaugh? Even though Harbaugh's trying to do it with running and defense, he's got no receivers. His receiving core is probably equal to Drake May's receiving core. But as of right now, I'll still take Justin Herbert. But either way, that puts him seventh in the – Drake May, I mean, seventh in the AFC.
One start, and he's already middle of the pack in the AFC.
Pretty good.
And you're talking about him knocking on the door of Justin Herbert.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
That's, I mean, that is a good shorthand way of saying it.
We did the exercise.
Here's what Tomasi wrote yesterday at NBC Sports Boston. He says that leaves Justin Herbert of the LA Chargers after he goes through all the other quarterbacks.
Yep.
At some point, it would be nice to see all of that arm talent translate into more wins. That's what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
LA has made the playoffs just once with Herbert under center. He lost to Trevor Lawrence, didn't he? Didn't they blow a giant lead against Trevor Lawrence in that playoff
game? Sounds right.
I think that's what that was.
Yep.
His tools not quite yet yielding results. It's too soon to say we know definitely what Herbert is, but I, Tomasi, would roll the dice with May, who is already exhibiting leadership qualities. So we're talking about already May or Herbert, and I don't think that's crazy to talk about that. I'm with you, Keith. I would still take Herbert because he's a known commodity.
Yeah, I mean, and his number, I know it's not just about numbers, right? Like, he needs to win more
his
games.
His numbers this year?
No, just his, oh, his career. Okay, like, yep. Pretty great. So this is his fifth year as a starter. You know, he has 120 career touchdowns to 43 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty good.
Really good.
You know, QB rating 95.7. And again, has had bad coaching. Is that all different coordinators?
I think his numbers this year, I think he has a 95 quarterback rating this year and 6 touchdowns to 1 pick. The yardage is low, but they don't ask him to throw because Harbaugh wants to run, and run some more.
That's obnoxious.
If Drake May is Justin Herbert, would you take that right now?
Yeah.
Me too.
I would, because I think that's a hit. Herbert's absolutely a hit. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he just happens to be now in a conference that just took off. Like, the conference is insane. If Justin Herbert was in the NFC, you could make an argument he's one of the three best quarterbacks in the conference. Just the AFC is so loaded. Yeah. His division has got Patrick Mahomes in it, for God's sakes. So, yeah, I think Herbert's a win. And it's a good exercise now, because if you think he has the right coach around him, which we both do in Harbaugh, if you can get him a couple of supporting pieces on offense, then at that point, there'll be no excuses. I think you already know he is at least a good quarterback, and now it's a matter of, because nobody can do it by themselves, right? Like, nobody can, right? Even Patrick Mahomes.
As we said with Allen, I think there's a certain baseline with an elite quarterback.
Yes, like, of course.
He can win you 10 games every year, but is he going to go on a run by himself? No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, and clearly Herbert hasn't done
it. No, but Herbert's very good. So if Drake May is Herbert, I'll be happy.
And by the way, with Herbert, just while we're talking about, you know, elevating the players, he lost most of his weapons around him. There's no
They're
more Eckler. Mike Williams Aaron Rodgers hates him.
Keenan Allen.
In New York right now, Keenan Allen is gone. And so it is an interesting year to really watch Justin Herbert and see what he is. But I agree. If Drake May is Justin Herbert, it's a big hit, I think. 617-779-7937. We have all your phone calls there. Where does Drake May slot? In the AFC, along with some of the team building going on in Buffalo and in New York. I do want to get to the Major League Baseball playoffs, the ALCS. The Yankees are leading the ALCS 2-0.
Oh, the ALCS. ALCS.
ALCS. And no one around here cares. I don't even feel like anybody's really watching or living and dying on it, which is what we used to do.
I know. There's nothing
when
going.
When the Yankees are in the playoffs. What does that say about the state of baseball in Boston? Let's get to it next. Aaron Judge, first home run
Wow.
of this postseason for the New York Yankees.
It's Judge.
My name is
Judge.
First home run this postseason.
How do you like that?
Despite that, Keith, the Yankees are 2 games away from the World Series.
Sons of guns, aren't they?
2 games away from the World Series.
Right there. Can you feel it?
If this were another time and place in Boston,
yeah,
you would feel it. People would be miserable. People would be angry. People would be, well, talking about how much Aaron Judge sucks. This would be a massive storyline, right? I think 10 years ago, 15 years, certainly 20 years ago. Aaron Judge, his first home run of the postseason, he had one RBI in the postseason going into last
Jeepers.
Night.
Jeepers.
The Guardians intentionally walked Juan Soto to pitch to Aaron Judge.
Insane.
In that game last night, who's a career 206 hitter in the postseason. And the Yankees are still 2 games away from the World Series. I'll read one text here, Keith. It's Jones and Keith.
Yep.
On WEEI. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. I think this is a good text that kind of summarizes where Red Sox fans are at, because I don't feel like anyone cares about the Yankees being up 2-0 and 2 games away from the World Series. If you disagree, please let us know. But this text, rooting for the Yankees so that the Red Sox spend this offseason. It's not just rooting against the Yankees like it used to be.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It's a weird feeling to be put in.
It's so bad you're now rooting for the Yankees to send a message to the Red Sox who are clueless.
So yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Well, and that's why when we were looking at the playoffs and all the teams that were in, and I was looking at it saying, you kind of have to root for the Yankees. You might have to root for the Dodgers or the Mets, teams that have big payrolls, because if it ended up being the Diamondbacks again, right, like last year, or this year, I guess it would have been Tigers versus... Trying to think who in the NL had a low payroll, but if that was the matchup, there'd be no motivation to spend. In fact, it would be, hey, we're doing it the right way. The Reds, hey, we're doing it. We gotta find the bargain guys, and we gotta develop our own prospects, and like that's what we need to do. 15 years ago, if the Red Sox were out of it and the Yankees were in, not only would we be going crazy for the Yankees to lose, we'd be talking about Juan Soto. But like, not only do they need to lose, we then need to outbid them for Juan Soto
right,
in the offseason.
Take him away.
We're going to take Soto. They need to lose. He's going to be pissed about it. Then we're going to steal Soto from him.
I mean, Keith, do you remember?
That would have been the thing. But now everybody's so numb to it. They're like, they have zero chance. They're not even going to call Juan Soto. That's not going to happen. He's either going to go to the Yankees or he's going to go somewhere else for a ton of money. He's not going to come here. And the Red Sox aren't interested in big payroll guys.
Yeah. I don't even feel like if you pulled a bunch of, you know, sports fans on the street, how many of them even really know a ton about Juan Soto or even like have a visceral reaction to it? Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who are the Yankees even playing? You might know the Yankees are in it. Who are the Yankees even playing?
I know.
I bet a lot of people don't know.
Like, we could get Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and the Yankees against Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and the Dodgers. Like,
yeah.
That should be an all-time matchup.
And, you know, I see Dubs 985. In the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Jones, just because people aren't letting you know that they care doesn't mean that people don't care. He says, I have a whole group chat that would say otherwise.
All right, shout out to your group chat.
Shout out to your group chat. I don't think most people care. I don't think people are following it and paying attention. I don't think they care. Do you remember?
I remember.
The Yankees and the Diamondbacks. The Yankees and the Marlins
Snakes.
In 2003.
Oh, my God. Like, the Luis Gonzalez hit up the middle off of Rivero is one of the great moments of my life.
It's like, right. We used to get when...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
When the Red Sox would get eliminated, here's what we used to do.
Oh, my God. I was such a Josh Beckett fan in 03.
Me too.
Woo!
We are such...
I was legless in a bar in Canada watching the Marlins beat the Yankees.
Like, we were such losers then.
What a ride in 03 when the Marlins...
The Red Sox lose to the Yankees in the ALCS in 03. Aaron Bleepin' Boone and the whole thing. And
you
Grady Little.
All the ALCS. ALCS.
Grady Little and Pedro Martinez, all of it. And it's like, we all became Marlins fans.
Yeah,
that's how pathetic we were, Josh Beckett fans. And obviously, it's a different time. I'm not saying it's ever going to be the same again. It won't
be. Jones, and we're a different age.
Okay, it won't be the same ever again. But can people at least care a little bit?
Nick, you're more of a young gun than Jones and I and Lanny. Are you any buzz for the baseball playoffs with your group chats?
It was for the first round.
Okay.
And then, because they were all during the day, so we were watching, people were watching it at work.
Yes.
And then we were texting back and forth. But since the CSs have started, nothing.
Kind of crickets, where it should be even more. It should be ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because you still have, as far as baseball is concerned, you have star power. Like, you have the guys. You got a 50-50 guy in the National League. And in the American League, a near 40-40 guy.
That's true. On the brink of elimination, just
almost
about.
40-40 for Ramirez. No, but Yankee, I think... Major League Baseball probably couldn't have drawn it up any better. If it ends up being Dodgers-Yankees, they'd probably take Yankees-Mets, but I think they'd rather have the two markets, you know, coast and coast to be a part of it.
Yeah, so I guess I'm guilty of this. Like, I want a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. As you said yesterday, maybe that shakes the Red Sox awake. Maybe, probably not, John Henry. And I just think it's just more interesting than... the Mets and Guardians being in it, but little me in 2003 would be...
Little, tiny little guy.
Be irate. Yep. A 19-year-old Jones.
Had his first beer.
I'd be irate with myself rooting for the Yankees to advance. Like,
yeah.
It's such a backwards thing.
Yep.
And even worse, I think it's another example of how indifferent Red Sox fans are. The Yankees are two wins away from the World Series and nobody cares.
Well, kind of numb, I think, to it now that not only are they not signing big-time free agents, they're trading away Mookie Betts. Like, they're like, they have one of the best players in baseball, and they're like, nah, we can't keep him. So you trade him away. And that was years ago, and yet it still feels like it had such an impact on how you feel about the team. They reluctantly signed one of their own guys, Rafael Devers, and it feels like there's kind of a ceiling on that. Like, Devers is very good.
Yeah.
But he's not, like... I don't know. There's something missing there.
He's not a reason to tune in.
No.
And I don't think he's an elite player by any means. He's very good.
For sure. He's never been top 10 in the MVP vote in the American League.
Yeah. And I look, I was okay with the Red Sox paying him. I wanted them to pay him over Bogaerts. So, like, I don't even think it's bad they threw money at him. I want the Red Sox to spend money. But if he's your best player, you're not going anywhere. And no one's watching and no one cares. And how do I know that? Because the Red Sox are where they are. And Devers is on this team and no one cares.
I think what now everybody comes down to is we've been hearing about the young guys so much that isn't the only hope for the Red Sox. Like, they're not going to sign anybody big.
No.
It's just you need the young players to be really good.
Yeah.
And if they are, great. And we'll have a nice long run of competitive teams. And if they're not, then what? Then you're in a lot of trouble.
Then they'll tell you about the next wave of prospects that. And then the wave of prospects after that until they ultimately hit. But, you know, have fun ignoring baseball in the meantime. Do you care that the Yankees are two wins away from the World Series? They're up 2-0 in the ALCS. What does it say about baseball in this town? What does it say about Red Sox fandom in this town? Again, 617-779-7937. And if I could add, I would say it doesn't say anything good about Red Sox fandom in this town. Let's get to the Patriots and the Jaguars in London on Sunday. Early game, kicking off the whole slate, which is a real shame for the NFL. The Jaguars are very interesting for a couple of different reasons. Bill Belichick has been linked to Jacksonville. He could get a second chance there. Mac Jones already has gotten into a couple of games for the Jaguars. Is he going to get a second chance as a starting quarterback ever again? Could it be in Jacksonville? We'll get to those questions and more with all your phone calls next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.